Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Tomorrow morning, a procession of Riverside police officers will carry the casket of Officer Michael Crane to the Grove Community Church for a memorial service. Organizers expect a capacity crowd, including law enforcement from across California and beyond. Police believe Crane and his partner were shot by former LAPD officer Christopher Dorner, who remains at large. KPCC's Frank Stoltz has more on that story.
Chief Beck said dozens of detectives are sifting through the tips, searching for anything that might lead them to Dorner.
It's a laborious process, very resource intensive, very time intensive. You know, we may in fact have the clue that leads to him in our hands right now. We just don't know.
The chief said hundreds of officers have been assigned to the case in what may be the biggest manhunt in the department's history. The effort, along with the protection of officers, former officers, and their families threatened by Dorner, has strained department resources.
It slows response time. It slows investigative time. There are cases that are not being worked today because we are working Dorner. Believe me, we are stretched very thin.
Law enforcement across Southern California is focused on Dorner, whose last known location was Big Bear, where police found his burned-out truck Thursday. Federal authorities, meanwhile, have stepped up patrols and stopped everyone who approached the busy U.S.-Mexico border crossing in San Diego, dramatically slowing traffic there. In Riverside, District Attorney Paul Zellerbach initiated criminal charges against Dorner in connection with his alleged killing of a Riverside police officer last week.
We have filed the first charge of the murder of Officer Michael Crane. And there are two separate special circumstance allegations that go with that murder charge.
Those special circumstances, including killing a peace officer, make Dorner eligible for the death penalty. Police also accused Dorner of murdering the daughter of a former LAPD captain and her fiancé and wounding two more police officers. According to the manifesto attributed to Dorner on his Facebook page, his primary targets are cops and their families. People like Chief Beck, who cracked a weary joke at his own expense as he was surrounded by reporters.
Of course, I am a target, and you should all back away a little bit from me. And I make light of it because I've been doing it too long. You know, this has been the fifth day of this.
Asked about people who are rooting for Dorner, the chief turned serious.
Stop reading your comic books and come into the real world. This is a man who has killed innocents, who is extremely, extremely dangerous.
For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
Perhaps you've seen it on Facebook or Twitter or the streets of Riverside, where someone posted flyers with a picture of Dorner above the word hope. Some people really are rooting for Dorner. What do you think about that? We'd love to know. Leave a comment for the California Report on our Facebook page. Less than 20 miles separate downtown San Diego from Tijuana, but at times that distance can seem much greater. San Diego's new mayor, Bob Filner, has embraced the relationship. He plans to open an office in Tijuana to help strengthen the bond between the cities. Katie Orr of KPBS reports.
Mexican culture looms large in San Diego. The food, the music, the cross-border traffic, all of it leaves a mark. But the relationship between San Diego and Tijuana can be strained at times. And while the city's gotten safer, many Americans are still afraid to travel south after years of drug violence in Tijuana. But throughout his campaign, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner championed his plan to improve relations with Mexico. He touted his experience working on border issues while in Congress and the relationships he's built with Mexican leaders. At campaign rallies, people would chant his name in Spanish. And the momentum culminated at his State of the City address when Filner announced when his Tijuana office would open.
You know, the opening of a border affairs office in Tijuana is going to be just the first step in building a partnership to coordinate border infrastructure improvements and to market our binational region to international investments. In fact, today we have secured an office which will open on February 1st.
That date has come and gone, and no ribbon has yet been cut. In fact, a visit to the Tijuana high-rise revealed few people there even knew who Filner was, much less that he was supposed to have an office in the building. Eventually, I was told that Filner would have access to the building, but wouldn't have a physical office there. Filner insists the office will open soon and attributes the delay to minor logistics. KPBS is currently waiting for a copy of the lease. The fact that Filner's attempt to open an office in Tijuana hasn't gone smoothly could serve as a metaphor for the relationship between San Diego and Tijuana. Many good intentions with ambiguous results. But entrepreneur Jordi Munoz says an office could be beneficial to the business relationship between the cities. He's president of 3D Robotics, which designs and manufactures drones for personal use.
We just opened a new La Maquiladora, that stands for a Mexican factory in Tijuana.
Munoz employs 25 people in that factory and 30 people at his research and design facility in San Diego. He had an advantage in setting up his factory because he grew up in Tijuana and knows how the city works. He says a San Diego office in Tijuana could help people who may need a bit more guidance.
Because of the language, the people, the connection, you don't know anything. And when you think about Tijuana, you have like probably the wrong perception.
Fixing those perceptions could be another benefit of an office. It's something the Tijuana government has already been attempting to do. The city has had an office in San Diego for years. Alfonso Bustamante, brother of the Tijuana mayor Carlos Bustamante, serves as the city's director of binational affairs. He says the office has tried to repair Tijuana's image following years of violence in the city.
In the past years, that we needed somehow to let people know exactly what Tijuana was, not what was being said, that it was not as bad as they were saying.
But perhaps the biggest obstacle to improving the relationship between the cities is the border itself. Wait times to return to the U.S. are a major issue. A quick trip can turn into an hours-long ordeal if you don't have a special pass. Filner knows this and says he and the Tijuana mayor will do what they can to tackle what's primarily a federal issue. As many before him have, Filner has visions of marketing San Diego and Tijuana as a mega region with easy travel between the two and a collaborative relationship. But first, he has to open the office. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2013 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.